when it comes to like the negotiating side of things, like I haven't gone that big or that deep. And I've always had other people beside me when I've done sort of JV negotiations. Is there any tips or ideas or contracts or something in there that I should possibly think of when I get into this conversation?
Well, first of all, at this time in the conversation is to think at a high level, my three roles of negotiation. One, always be fair. It may sound simple, but if you enter a negotiation with the mindset of fairness, you're ahead of the game.
Okay.
Never negotiate to the last penny, which means don't be scarce. Remind yourself there's enough of everything for everyone, and it's my job to find it. And then don't do business with dicks. So if they're not aligned, it's that closed-minded rule again. I'm not going to negotiate with an asshole, with someone with a closed mind, because I just don't have the energy. And so sometimes we get involved for whatever reason, the universe is giving us a lesson that this is not the person, although we thought it was, this is not the person that we thought it was. And we are being tested to learn a lesson, to walk away and find someone that is the right person, that we're not going to waste our time, because we know that if they have a closed mind or they don't have the values that we want, that sooner or later it'll ruin the deal. And all we're doing is, you know, like buying crypto, wasting our time and risking all our time and money and emotion. So go into there with the open mind of those three things. Also go in with a list of what you want, prioritize by what's most important to you, and then a list of what you're willing to give, prioritize by what's least important to you. And this was one of my magic abundance. It's not a squeeze, right? It's a magic abundant list, because if you believe everything already exists and there's enough of everything for everyone, just because you put judgments and conditions on something, you know, for example, a size 9 men's shoe that is, you know, a Michael Jordan beautiful shoe may have way more value to me because I wear a size 9 than to my daughter who wears a women's size 6. But I have a Nadia Comaneci, you know, woman 6 gymnastic shoe, and she's a super gymnast, and that thing means the world to you. Now, in reality, right, in quantitative analysis, they're both shoes and they probably cost the same to make. But they have different values. So if I would say to her, and she owned the Jordans and I owned the Nadia shoes, you could see where the negotiation becomes abundant if I put these prioritized values into place on both sides so that I can give what's most valuable to her and take what's most valuable to me, and then we both win. And so people don't go in with those lists, and they should have some idea, and that list should be evolutionary. You know, as you learn more and more, and the way, oh, by the way, everyone, you learn more and more by asking, okay, tell me about that. What do you like about it? What don't you like about it? This is how you learn credibility and emotional attachment, but you also learn the subjective value compared and versus the quantitative value that an item or a negotiation point may have. If we're not asking the questions, then we're just guessing. We know what's important to us. But you need to really explore, be more interested than interesting, and explore. Okay, tell me about that. What do you like about those shoes? Oh, because you can start seeing the importance of it, and you can tell by so many times people just say, "Oh, you know, my uncle gave me these. I don't even like them." Okay, I know where that stands on his list.
Right.
In our mind, we're thinking, "How am I ever going to get those Michael Jordan shoes? It's everything to me. I'd pay everything." You know, so. Make those lists, but most importantly, always be fair. Don't negotiate to the last penny, and don't do business with dicks.
Hey, if you have not caught on already and you're slow to the draw, I'm actually doing Q&A podcasts all month long. If you have some questions for me, go ahead, call me, email me, text me. If you have a carrier pigeon, go ahead, send that out as well. I'm here in Orange County, California. Love to answer any questions that you have, allowing me to leverage the dummy tax that I paid. As you know, I can't pay those state or federal taxes, but I will pay your dummy tax. Come join me for the Q&A here on The Playbook.